It's the world's most dangerous podcast.
Podcast. Let's
get canceled podcast with Casual Ninja and Born Trucker.
Born Trucker.
Let's get it.
Get it.
Let's get canceled podcast.
Get it.
So yeah, man. Today's topic is about the high value male.
High value man.
Plenty of conversation about this. I'll say phrase high value male, and I feel like it's been, and I feel like it's been misconstrued in so many sense.
Big college word, not trying to pronounce it.
This motherfucker.
But anyway,
whether you agree with me or not, I think the high value male, the term of it, is a mindset. It doesn't necessarily have to deal with riches, or you being poor, or good or bad. Think about it. You look at it from a rigid standpoint, you can say God's a high F. Oh, it's a high value male. You can say the
dog's I ain't trying to hear that shit.
No, but just hear me out for a second. It has nothing to do with the fact that you are good or bad. Regardless of what financial status you in, mindset, or whatever, if you're charismatic and you got people drawn to you for whatever reason, you bring some type of value to them. Regardless of infrastructure, financial, relationship, something. So I think there's levels to the fact that when they say high value man, they put it as a guy who makes 6-7 figures for 5+ years and stuff like that. There's more to it than that. Yeah, there's more.
Who are you basing this information on? Where are you getting this information from?
This is my honest opinion, because there's people that I follow that I think are high value males. Like, for example, I think Denzel Washington's a high value male.
Oh, yeah, because I look just like his ass.
Anyway, but I'm talking about the fact that not because he's a good actor, but the fact that the type of person that he is. Like, he seems like he's very Christian. He seems like he got his head on
straight. Oh, I don't fuck with the Christian shit, fam. Like, fuck it.
Look, if you ever seen Denzel Washington's speeches, bro, he's very religious.
Well, I like to think he's more spiritual, because religious, like, when you read the Holy Bible, which is about the people, the 12 tribes of Israel, there's nothing stating a religion. It's just not in there.
Well, that's a topic for another day. But I'm just saying.
All right. I'm just saying. You're just throwing up. You're throwing stuff out there.
Yeah. But I'm saying a high-value male is a mindset. Rich or poor. It's all about the
right. So you could be a high value man and make it $30,000 a year. That's what you're saying?
Yep. Exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. So where's the high value in making $30,000 a year living in New York City?
Well, no, see, but you're talking about a construct. You're talking about New York City. I'm not talking about his financial hierarchy. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things he want to achieve in life. It may not even be money.
All right, well, first of all, you're going to stop trying to throw college words out there like construct.
Well, I'll put it like this. Do you think a poor righteous teacher is a high-value male? I think so. Because he stands for something.
What you know about poor righteous teachers?
Bro, 5%ers, man. Come on.
Peace of the gods.
All right, peace, God. Come on.
But if you think about what a high-value man is, this is something that's defined worldwide.
Of course.
So what I think what you're trying to get at is the difference between a high value man and a man that has high values.
Yes.
There's a clear distinction between the two.
Pretty much.
High value man is something that's defined as I make a certain amount of money over a set amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm useful to the group. I have my connections. Now, a man that has high values might be a man that doesn't make a lot of money, but he moves within a certain lane, period.
Facts.
So a man that has high values might be a man that, I'm not going to say necessarily goes to church, but he has a spirituality about him that is consistent.
Yeah, he stands for something.
Facts.
And that's the true nature of a high value male. Cause
nah. See, I think you're twisting it up a little bit. Because a high value male, based on the definition, is somebody that makes a certain amount of money.
But it's not just money, though.
Right. So now we're talking about a man with high values.
Yeah. But is that the same thing?
Nah, not even close. Not even close.
Because this high value people...
man, mm-hmm. a high value man defined as the world is a man that makes over 100K a year.
Okay.
Because remember, high value is based on money. The word we got to look at it is value.
Well, what you ever read that book, The Richest Man in Babylon?
Nah.
Great book. Great book.
All right, so talk about it.
It basically, he's basically in the book is teaching you that regardless of you, no matter how you came in this world, poor or rich, the way you diversify your time and your headspace and your direction could either lead to misery or lead to fortune. But it's all about the direction you're going to. See, there's always going to be hierarchies. There's always going to be levels of things. But at the same time, you could be a man who's filthy rich, have no social skills, people skills. You add no value. It's like, yeah, you got money. But if money's all you got to define you and you got no personality, then you're not a high value male.
Facts.
Thank you. So, and there's plenty of celebrities. You see how they like that. Look at all the rappers. We're going to jail again, Sean.
No, we ain't gonna talk about them. Celebrities, sports okay. people, they get their money different. Most of them be washed up within 2 to 4 years.
And see, some of them got trapped. Like the biggest story right now is with PJ Washington, who got this IG model pregnant.
Who's PJ Washington? He sounds like a basketball player.
He is a basketball player for the.
Shit! That how'd I figure that out?
But guess what? He plays for the Charlotte Hornets. And he got...
Bum Squad.
He got Brittany Rayner pregnant. She's an IG model.
Who the fuck is that?
She's famous for being a doctor.
For showing her ass?
Of course.
All right.
But she made a video that went viral talking about how athletes are stupid. And if you want to get...
Oh, I remember that. I mean, that female. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And she's friends with Tina Trump, the porn star. I'm talking best friends. So the fact that everybody's calling PJ Washington stupid for getting her knocked up, knowing damn well she told you years ago how she feels about athletes. She never loved you. She's not even letting you see your son right now. So it's like, come on. And that's another thing. Just because you got money, again, don't make you high value. Because if you don't know how to handle
it. Nah, having money don't make you high value. It's how you move with that money that makes you high value.
Yeah, and if you don't have social skills or people skills, that money just makes you a target for predators and gold diggers.
Facts.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I came a long way, bro. Learned a lot of shit. But other than that, what's your take on the high value male thing? Because I feel like ever since Kevin Samuels,
I'm tired of hearing that motherfucker's name.
But here's the thing: he's the one, even though what he's saying isn't gospel. And he's not the first person to bring up high value male. He's actually just trying to bring black people in legitimate relationships and not this baby boom bullshit everybody been doing. So they just associate high value male with him and his image. But this image has always been out there even before he even came out. So everybody's treating it like it's brand new, but it's not brand new. Because the fact of the matter is people just don't have no direction nowadays. Everybody just seems lost. And they want to copy the next man or hate the next guy. It's like, just staying in lane. I'm up and coming. I came a long way. Finance is looking good. You came a long way. I consider us high value male. Not just because you got, not because you bought a house. Not because I got different sources of income. Because
of the mindset. Put that shit out there, B. Like, why are you telling people I got a house?
Bro, we all know you're renting, bro. Relax. We all know
you're renting. I live in a project still.
Bro, you're renting. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm renting. Yeah, I'm renting a house in the project. Right. Real talk.
Yeah, man. Nobody wants to know that you renting out a house in Malibu, okay? Relax. So
I don't like that heat. Be like Malibu? Like, come on.
Okay.
You got me hot as fuck.
Okay. I mean, fuck you. Right. Oh man, all right, man. They don't, the type of twitch you got in your hair, bro. They're only doing the Hamptons.
All right, here we go with the jokes. Here we go. Don't headbutt nobody.
Oh, yo, you sure say I got a big head? That's gonna be a felony. But anyway, back to the task at hand. Let's hear your take on the high value mail.
All right. Well, when we talk about a high value mail, we have to include what you make. Right?
Why does money have to play a factor?
Because we're talking about high. We know the definition of high, right? That means up.
Of course.
And value, which is a monetary thing.
Okay.
So we're talking about a high value, a man or woman that makes a decent amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when we talk about the high value man or woman, it's not just about something that's based on my money. We got to talk about the high value man and woman that makes the money, but they also have morals. They got scruples. They got integrity. They got value. So you could be a high value man, right? But just for the purposes of right now, if you're a high value man, and you got no, pardon my French, you got no dick control, you're not a high-value man because you fucking everything out there that's moving.
That's funny. Kevin Samson said the same thing.
High-value people move a certain way. High-value people move in a way that says the basic things that most people will go after, I don't have to worry about that because I can get what I want. Even if I got to pay for it, I can get what I want.
Thanks.
Without having to lower what I would call my standards. But when you look at the statistics, when we talk about high value people, we're talking about maybe the top 10%. And we're talking about making 100K a year for at least 5 years. At least. I'm gonna break it down to at least 3 years. You made 100K for 3 years, back to back.
Okay.
All right. You made that on your own. But when we talk about being a high value man, how does that translate to your usefulness to your peers and people around you? Are you recognized as a leader or somebody that can be useful for the group?
Well, not to mention the company you keep also.
Well, that comes down to it. Cause I mean, if we're going to talk about high value males and females, we can talk about drug dealers. They make a lot of money, right?
Right.
Are they high value?
No.
Why not?
Due to the nature of the business, that's why. And then at the same time, the money is just going back to the game.
But they're still making money. They still employing people.
Yeah, they employ themselves.
They still have usefulness within the group. So why wouldn't a drug dealer or a trafficker, the plug, why is he not considered the same high value man as say a Elon Musk, a Bill Gates?
It's all about scalability.
Okay. So why can't a drug dealer scale his company the same way Elon Musk scales his joint?
Because drugs are accessible and they sell themselves. But when it comes to technologies and building infrastructure and new vehicles and developing new technologies, you're basically adding to human lifestyle. While in other business, you're just...
So drugs don't add to the human lifestyle? That's not easier to sell?
Well, not in a positive light.
Fuck positive. We talk about money right now.
Well, yeah, the only people who's actually making money, I won't even consider them high value or call them thieves. It's the insurance companies. They're the ones who make up the rules and shit.
So we can't say that a high value man is just a guy that makes a lot of money, correct?
Exactly.
So what other factors would you say go into somebody being a high-value man or woman?
They have to be a leader. They have to stand for something.
All right, so do they need to be a leader or do they need to stand for something? Which one?
But I think leaders stand for something, even if it's their own beliefs.
Okay, that's credible. But... what if I don't stand for something, but I still got a lot of money?
Oh, well, then we would
call like real talk. Would you say that Pablo Escobar was a high value man?
I say to a degree.
All right, what degree was that?
But the fact that he was feeding a lot of people in his country. A lot of people relied on him. So he wasn't doing it for a selfish need. He was actually building up the country.
Well, what about El Chapo?
El Chapo? I'll say the line's a little blurred when it comes to him. But it's still in the same reference.
So would he be of a high-value man?
To his people and his country. Basically, high-value ain't. It's just another term that's subjective.
So would you say that high-value man could be, like you said, subjective? Now, when we say subjective, would that mean we got to break down high-value man to local, regional, national, worldwide?
You could link them to all of it because you could have all the money in the world, perfect physique, status, and all of that. There's always going to be a group who don't fuck with you.
All right, well, let's talk about Richard Branson.
Okay.
He got the little Virgin Galaxy going on right now, I think. Have Virgin Atlantic, Virgin Records. Would you say he's a high-value man because of the money he makes and what he does with the community?
I say it depends on what's done with the money. Because anything, money, this whole topic is subjective. Especially when it comes to money and status.
Well, everything is subjective. So let me ask you this. If you had to put four precepts on being a high-value man, what would they be?
That would have to be mindset. Values. Well, since it always starts in here, then that's where it begins.
So mindset, values, what else? Two more.
I'm going to say, how does your ideals affect society, whether it's positive or negative? I mean, shit, R. Kelly had a lot of money. He's not high value, man.
Nah, fuck R. Kelly. He a pedophile.
Yeah, he a predator.
So, he got issues.
Always the one. And I think he got herpes, too.
I'm not worrying about that. I'm not fucking any, but anyway. But so you got one more to go. You got three. What's the fourth one?
I'm going to say your approach.
As to what?
When it comes to...
In your restaurant, to females, when you go to car dealership, mortgage, what?
As a high-value male, your approach is everything. So regardless of what you want to dabble in, you're going to do it in a certain way that shows you have some type of class. And that you
No, I want specifics. I want specifics. Give me specifics.
Well, the approach was more specific.
If I was to talk about the high-value male and the four areas that I would say he has to move in, got to make 100K over 5 years. That's one. You've got to be useful to the group and the peers around you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to be visible.
Okay, I agree with that.
Meaning, I'm not talking about you driving the Bentley or the G-Wagon, but you got to be recognized as when you show up to the scene, people know you're a high-value man.
Okay.
And the fourth one would be the way you move in society.
Thanks.
You're not taking shorts because you don't have to. You're not taking no kind of BS because I don't need to work for you. I can work for myself and I can make my own money without you.
Facts. And that's the beauty of it. That's the one.
But I definitely do believe that there's a difference between a high value man and a man with high values. A man with high values could be a blue collar worker. He believes in something. He's willing to go out there and work for what he wants because that's the only way he's going to get it in this country. You know, he believes that his woman should act a certain way, should move a certain way, but at the same time, he's willing to pay 100 of that tab. I'm going to pay all the bills in the house because I'm going to pay the cost to be the boss. But I think the biggest difference between a high-value man and a man with high values is the loyalty that he would eventually have to his woman. The man with high values is going to try to build something with his woman so that they got a legacy. a high value man. I honestly feel like he's got enough money where he doesn't care about what she feels. I'm going to exercise my options when I feel like it. And if you don't like it, move on.
Yeah. Because he can always find somebody who will fall in line if you won't. So,
especially when you're talking about the guap.
It is.
So let me throw this out at you. Shaquille O'Neal, high value man or man with high values?
He's just a man with high values.
Okay. Michael Jordan, high value man or a man with high values?
Neither.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front on that. I don't own no Jordans either.
Yeah, I mean, real quick, for people who don't know this, like, you know, Michael Jordan owns a prison, right? That puts black people in jail. So,
oh shit, really?
Yeah.
Yo, I got stock in them shit, yo.
You got stocks in what?
The American prison system.
Well, can you send me the code, bro? I didn't know you could do that.
Yo, this shit is created publicly, yo.
I didn't know that. Okay, I'm not even going to admit that, bro. I'm not going to invest in nothing like that.
Fuck that. I'm investing in all the prisons if I can. I want to be dumb enough to go to jail and make license plates for me. Fuck it. Go ahead. I got you.
Yeah.
Because it comes down to a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could choose to be a high-value man, make all this money, and you move a certain kind of way. Or you could be a man with high values, choose that lifestyle, and move a certain kind of way. Right or wrong?
You're right.
All right.
But yeah, but that's definitely true about Michael Jordan. No, I was like...
Yeah. All right, so here go another one.
Okay.
Charles Barkley. High-value man or man with high values?
Definitely just a man with high values. Because I could definitely say with Shaq, he didn't make the same athlete mistake. He saw people making money. He wanted to find how. He talked to them, copied exactly what they did, tripled his money. So he didn't have to worry about some big payday from NBA playoffs and nothing like that to live his life because he got other investments in businesses. So he went from being just a man with high values to becoming a high-value man.
Okay.
Because what you just see in him was growth. That's what high value men is all about. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So, Dwayne Wade, high value man or man with high values?
Man with high values. The reason why, this is what I wanted to say. I was going to say the reason why he's not a high value man because he got a gay son.
Now, don't go there. I'm not trying to get canceled over the alphabet. Nah, I mean, I know that's what the goal is, but not over the alphabet crew. Nah.
But I don't know. I can't really, like, athletes are basically in a different category.
All right.
Athletes, they're known for money, but they're known not for not being too bright. So it's a catch 22.
Facts.
Yeah.
Facts.
So, but I could say actors. You could say people like...
No, they're in a different category, too, because they get their money different.
Not true. But think about it. I think The Rock is a high-value man. I think Leonardo DiCaprio, high-value man. There's a Washington. You know, it like, because it's... Because
I look just like him.
Well, you look like his project version.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
You look like John Q.
Shut up. Shut up. Looking like an extra in one of my movies, bitch.
Hey, man. Only time I want to be an extra is in Power. That's it.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Power, the TV show.
So, all right. We talking about Power, right?
Yeah.
Is Ghost a high-value man?
Damn right.
Why you say that?
Because... But unlike Tommy, who wanted to stay in the life and not change anything, Ghost had plans to not only make money from this life, but to elevate from it. And that's why he went into politics, owned different businesses. He was a the difference between Ghost and Tommy. Ghost was a businessman.
Tommy, so was it ironic that the black man, because I'm black and I'm black and I'm black and I'm black and I'm blackity black black black, wanted to move into a mainstream, but the Caucasoid wanted to stay in the criminal shit. You have enough. What you feel about that?
I think it's a different pace and perspective, because now you're showing a black man in a power stance instead of always being in a stance that's portrayed to us as either ignorant or slaves or some type of negative stereotype. Ghost, it stood out with Ghost.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. That's the difference that between I made Ghost a businessman and Tommy a drug dealer.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, man. I know we don't be sounding this intelligent on the podcast, but brother had two cups of Nutriment today. Got the brain
working. Oh, you didn't have two cups of Nutriment. You got to shit like a motherfucker later. Because that's what Nutriment make you do. It make you shit like a motherfucker.
That was my breakfast this morning.
Yeah, you about to be in the bathroom like,
No, I take it. Sometimes I'll take with multivitamins and shit too. So,
yeah. Right, so let's keep going with this.
Okay.
You said Ghost was a high value man, but Tommy wasn't.
Yeah.
All right. So why wasn't Tommy?
Tommy wasn't worried about growth. He wanted control. Big difference. Like, Ghost wanted to make sure everybody was good. Even though he was elevating, you just had to listen to him. He wasn't right. Trying to back stuff for nobody.
Right.
Yeah. See, okay. If anything, Tommy and everybody that was under Ghost, they was holding him back.
So it's not like that. I feel that.
Yeah. It's not like he wanted to cross them over or fuck them over, but they forced his hand to.
Okay, so let me ask you this, real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to smash Lala?
Of course, who didn't? Son, I was tight when Shorty murked her, bro. Ever since that episode, I hated Natasha, bro.
So real talk, would a high value man have murked Lala?
If he did, he wouldn't do it himself. He would have somebody else do it.
Okay, so when Angela got murked, was she murked by a high value man?
Oh, no. It was a setup, actually. There was no high-value man. He just did it to get even. That's it.
Right, but because we behind the scenes, we all know that Tommy was on some delusional shit because to try to get back at Ghost, who saved your life on multiple occasions, you moving like a man that ain't got no high values or any standards.
Yeah, when you're always in that angry state, and I could tell you from experience, you don't think clearly. Even when you think you're thinking clearly when you're pissed off, you're not.
Facts.
You make a lot of mistakes. Lord knows I made tons of mistakes in that period, bro. You know me, bro. There was times I wanted to fight you. Times I wanted to
say fight. Say what? You want to fight me? Let's get it popping, B. I got you.
Yeah, bring it, bitch.
Kick me in your fucking nuts, yo.
You know, I'm going to edit half this shit out, bro.
I'm kicking you in the nuts several times. Fuck that.
Yo, I'm outside, son. Come see me, kid.
Yo, don't play with me, B. I got tickets to New York on deck. I'm going to come up there and kick your nuts into your spine.
Yo, son, I'm going to catch you in the air, bro. My team is on all that, son.
Nah, you're just going to give me a fucking headbutt with that noggin you got.
Oh,
a titty in my face.
Whatever, bro.
Flash me like, you see that? I'm like, oh shit, titty, pow! I'm out.
Funny dude, bro.
I be trying, but I don't know if it be going across like that.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, all I need is sometime. So, all right. Michael Corleone, Godfather. High value man or man with high value?
I think a lot of people in the mafia were high value men. They weren't good men, but they were definitely high value.
I'm gonna give you that. I'm not gonna give up what you you know, what I know about that, but I get you that. So, Scarface, was he a high-value man or a man with high values?
He was both because he made a lot of bad decisions in the heat of the moment. And at the same time, he was good at what he did, but didn't know how to act accordingly in certain situations.
All right. I got one for you. Ready for this?
Okay.
Bill Clinton. Man with high values or a high value man?
Man with high values. Here's the thing. We all make mistakes. We all do slip-ups. But the point is, as a high-value man, you know the first thing you got to protect is your image. And when certain things slip out and I get affected, you was moving kind of dirty.
Okay. About to hit you with some hard shit. I'm going to throw two of them at you right now. You ready?
Okay.
Malcolm X, Martin Luther King. High-value man or men with high values?
I would say they were both for high-value men.
Why? Because, you know, both of them was broke as shit.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that. Like, when it comes to them, it's a different platoon because there's no money involved. But them is all about character and leadership.
Okay.
So, you know, what Martin Luther King expressed was courage, dignity, and to show America that Black people ain't these savages or monsters you think we are.
Right.
I mean, shit, I just recently found out that these bridges in New York were built to avoid Black communities.
Yeah, that's facts.
Even know that. I was like, what?
That's facts. They built the bridges so that the white people could avoid the community. But that's another podcast. That's another podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know that. I already didn't
All
know
right,
that.
So let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, high value men or men with high values?
Muhammad Ali was a high value man. Mike Tyson was a
man. Hold on, don't jump off of Ali real quick.
Okay.
Why was Ali a high value man?
Because he was more than the sport he participated in. It was for him, it was more than boxing. He used boxing to make a statement for Black people.
No, he was boxing because he was trying to not be broke.
I mean that too. But he was also Muslim.
Who influenced him to be Muslim?
That I don't know.
That was Malcolm.
Oh, Brother Malcolm?
Yeah, Brother Malcolm.
Okay. So yeah, so definitely leadership, morals. In that case, that made a high value male.
Went right, into... You ready for this one? I'm about to throw some shit out there right now. You ready?
Okay.
Lizzo or Cardi B? High value women or women with high values?
Like both of them were just high values.
High values?
Yeah.
Why you say that? They make money, right?
Yeah, but not when it comes to them.
Talk about it, B. Talk about it.
When it comes to them.
Okay,
you're trying to get canceled. When it comes to them, you got to think about pretext.
All right.
Okay. It's like, yeah, you made your money. You did a lot of self-profiting. But the message you're putting out is actually damaging.
What message are they putting out that's damaging? Because they have value women, right?
See, but they success, too, is a misconception. Two young ladies, meaning like if I act like this, I'll get the same results Cardi B, and that's not the case.
I mean, I really want to. I know I say you got titties and shit, but I don't want to see you doing that, B. I would be really scared if I saw you like popping it and all that.
Anyway, bro. And as for Lizzo, the bitch is just lazy. Okay.
Well, why Lizzo got it? Like I'm saying, B. Lizzo's a big, beautiful, voluptuous woman.
Yeah.
She got an eating problem. Why she got lazy?
Yeah, she's beautiful at night.
I mean, you know she got a seafood allergy, right? She sees food, she got to eat the shit.
Yeah, the cops come to your house, bro. I can't help you, bro. People get cancer talking about Lizzo. Okay, but
she going that food like she the Cookie Monster, B.
The reason why I say she's lazy is because anybody, it's just, it has nothing to do with just, if you're not happy with how you look in the mirror, and she says she is, I don't believe her. Because if there was, if there was a pill out there right now that can make you skinny instantly, I bet money she'd be the first one to take it. Because nobody want to date her fat ass.
Yeah, but on the real, I would definitely get down with Monique.
That's you. I wouldn't, man. She got hairy legs.
I would take it to Oprah in a heartbeat. Both of them is big women. I'm tearing Oprah down. Stephanie gonna be mad.
Well, look, high value women don't make you beautiful. So, but when it comes to the topic of high value male, it's all about representation,
right?
I mean, shit. Some people probably think Dr. Umar Johnson is a high value male.
He's, on some levels, he is. And on some other levels, he's not.
Yeah. So it's like, yo, it's just all about perception.
But then, once you say that Eddie Murphy's a high value man,
he's something. I don't know what he is, but
he's that man that during the 80s and 90s, there were no other real black leading men that had their own movies except him. So wouldn't he be a high value man because he was visible to the people, to the public? He made it happen. He inspired. Matter of fact, would you say Bill Cosby is a high value man? He got the money. He inspired the masses. He might have had some controversy, but then Bill Clinton?
Bill Cosby is definitely a high value male, but his image is tarnished.
I hear that, but I still got some Jell-O pudding pops. I don't care.
Well, you know why he's living the projects. Putting pot and eating motherfucker. I mean, that's all my take on it.
I feel you on that. You know, I think you got a realistic take on it. You know, because you're basing it on some certain parameters.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, I think me and your ideations are skewed because based on what society says at any given time, we're wrong.
How so?
Meaning at one time it was acceptable for a man to put his hands on his woman and not receive any consequences because that's how society was structured. But as times go on and we try to build on equality for everyone, things tend to change a little bit. So what we call a high value man right now, when we start with the basis that it's based on how much money you make, well, 10 years from now, how much money does a man have to make to be considered a high value man if it's just based on money?
If it's just based on money, then that's just going to be determined by inflation.
Facts. That is definitely some facts right there.
Hey, man. Casual Ninja ain't no dummy. He just played dumb.
Say that again?
I said Casual Ninja ain't no dummy, man. He just plays dumb, and he does it well.
Facts.
Then again, why am I talking about myself in third person?
You're a hot mess, fam.
But all right, but on a quick end note, the results of the high value man, there's levels to it, no matter how you look at it.
Facts.
And they're always going to move in a specific direction that stands out from the rest.
Facts.
So that's my take on the high value man.
All right. Well, my take on the high value man, it's a construct of society to try to differentiate people out of movers and shakers. So if you're not a mover and shaker and you ain't got no money, you're not a high value man. But you can still be a man with high values.
Thanks.
And with that, It is what it is. And I need you to get some, like, something to rub on your head to stop the shine, because I can't see right now.
I get with the jokes. All right. I think that's the podcast, people.
That's the podcast.
It's kind of short, but we're bringing out 2 episodes this week, so.
There it is. Next joint going to be some current events. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about Afghanistan.
P.J. Washington.
We're going to talk about P.J. Washington. We're going to talk about peanut butter and jelly.
Why are we talking about peanut butter and jelly?
Because I'm saying it's a historical fact that people ate peanut butter and jelly, but we're going to talk about when it started.
And that's a story for me, because I never even heard the story how it started.
There it is. George Washington Carver started that bull. Big lie.
Wasn't George Washington Carver a black guy?
Yeah.
Did he make peanuts?
No, Jimmy Carter made peanuts. Get your shit right.
Oh, man. It's been a long day. Been a long day.
It's all good, fam. You know we got love right here.
Thanks. What? All right, y'all. Till next time. We out. Down.
Born Trucker.
Casual Ninja.
Peace out till next time.
Make sure you listen to the podcast, donate, and all that fun stuff.
Matter of fact, we need your patronage. We need you to hit up our channel. Donate, B. Like, for real. Ma'am, mister. Throw that bread out there, because we're trying to live off this. We're trying to make money. I'm not ashamed of it. He ain't ashamed of it. We're trying to make money so we can donate to the community. I want to donate a bunch of turkeys one time, or 2 times, or 3 times. I want to give out gifts to the children that are disenfranchised. So bless us so we can bless other people. Real talk.
Yeah, I want all those tax write-offs. Yeah.
For real. I want the tax write-offs too.
You know, so shit, let's make it happen, people.
There it is.
Catch y'all later.
Peace.
Peace.
I make a motherfucker say, oh yeah, I'm cold as a lion with no hair. If you ever see me fighting in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear, cause that bitch gon' need it. And I'm home and greedy, give me that goddamn porridge, but I ain't even gon' eat it.
This is a sick Negro.